The associate head coach, Matt McKillop, sitting down with us here at the table. It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd, the Griffin Agency, and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And Matt, we look at this game, this St. Louis team, one that was picked to finish tops in this conference this year, and only 15 points for the Cats in the second half. And I think a testament to what St. Louis was able to do here this afternoon.
Yeah, and their game plan was pretty effective. You know, they took away what Davidson's known for. They didn't let us run our motion offense. They played a 2-3 zone, which ended up morphing into a man-to-man for the first 15, 16 minutes of the game, and took us a few minutes to get used to it, and we got the hang of it, and we went on that great run. We took that lead, and then they went to a 1-3-1, and sometimes they would stay in the 1-3-1. Sometimes when the ball would move below the free throw line, they would match up into a man-to-man. So, you know, we are such a good motion offense team. You saw it last night. You've seen it throughout the season. It's the reason why we finished number two in the Atlantic 10. And teams try to do different things to take us out of that. And obviously this was probably the most difficult time we've had. And credit to St. Louis. And you know, I think it's worth saying, you know, they've got veterans, they've got seniors, they've got older guys. I know a few of them are redshirt seniors even. And then St. Bonaventure, they've got some great freshmen, but two of their most important players are Courtney Stockard, who is a first-team all-conference player, who's a six-year senior, and with Aaron Griffin, their foreman. And, you know, the two teams that maybe didn't finish as high as people would have expected, but now we're going to be playing the finals. They've got veterans. And I think that, you know, that the teams that got knocked out maybe by surprise, and unfortunately that was us today, maybe it's a sign of youth, and hopefully it'll mean there's some experience now going forward to be prepared for the postseason.
What was so hard? You mentioned that long run. That was the biggest bright spot of this game offensively, 16-2 run. You mentioned the switch to defense. Why was it so difficult that you guys really never got rhythm back after that?
Well, for one, we don't often work on our 1-3-1 defense. Our 1-3-1 offense. It's something teams rarely play against us. I think we're one of the few teams in the league that prepares for it. And, you know, we talked about it this morning. We walked through it in the ballroom, but it's a little bit different when you've got Hassan French and DJ Foreman out there, 6'9", 6'10", and they're making those early passes difficult, which then makes the next pass difficult, which then makes the next pass difficult. And we've got such good shooters, and we do have good passers. And usually you make that first pass, the second pass, you make a three. And that gets teams a little tentative, and they don't want to play zone. We didn't make those open threes at the end of the first half, and that's when they went on their run. I thought we got decent enough looks against their 1-3-1 in the first half in those last 4 or 5 minutes. And you know, maybe we make one, maybe we make two, and that's a different ball game in the second half in terms of their defensive game plan. Unfortunately, it went in the exact opposite direction. They felt confidence in their 1-3-1. They put a little bit more pressure on the ball. They made it more tough for John and Kellen and Keyshawn, who we put at the top as passers. And we continued. We made a few shots at one or 2 points in the second half, but not nearly enough to make them think that they need to change their defense.
Yeah, it the difference between yesterday and today was you came out in the second half yesterday with a great run, shot 61% from the floor, in the second half yesterday, and today in the second half you unfortunately shot 17%. It's a tough one.
I don't know if we've
tough
had
to
many
explain.
I don't know if we've had many halves that have been that low of a percentage. 15 points and it was a high percentage game, but you know, in the first half we obviously, I think it was tied 27-27 and a half, I want to say
29-29.
Our defense was good enough. I mean, we in the first half we shot 35%, not fantastic, but our defense was good enough that if we didn't score, we were still taking care of the defensive end. We were getting rebounds, and that was allowing us to maybe get a little bit of a push and an easier offense. In the second half, despite our offensive woes, we still could have and should have been good enough on the defensive end to make up for some of those offensive mistakes or offensive miscues. And it's tough. You know, you're in a postseason game. You're feeling a little bit of pressure maybe. You miss a shot, you miss another shot, you miss another shot. You really can't get rhythm. But the biggest challenge is for a young team, and there's many young teams in this league, don't get me wrong, but for a young team to struggle on one end and to move on to the next play and to then lock in on the defensive end. And I, you know, we did a lot of great things the course this year, but the one disappointment I have in today, obviously aside from the outcome, was I think some of our players carried the mistakes and the lack of success on offense to the defensive end. And you know, we are a good defensive team. We've become a better and better and better defensive team throughout the year. And that second half defense was not good enough to carry a team that struggled offensively.
Matt, how much did Luka with his fouls, he had to come in and out of this basketball game, not having the opportunity for him to get the catches inside and become a big target and suck them in, maybe restrict some opportunities that could have happened.
Yeah, you know, we put in some rules maybe about late January, early February, and it was specifically at Luke and Keyshawn and Luca that the second you pick up a foul, we're taking you out of the game. And that was a result of them picking up early fouls and then us being at a disadvantage. So I think the message we were sending, and you look at Keyshawn and Luke Frampton, they haven't fouled very, very early in the games lately because they know, okay, I'm going to be locked in, I'm going to be smart, I'm not going to make any foolish fouls because I know I'm coming out. Luke is a different type of animal in terms of the matchup he had, and today's matchup was you know, a very physical one for him. But yeah, we've been put in jeopardy a number of times throughout the year with some early fouls for him. I think at their place when we played him, he picked up two in the first 2 minutes of the game, and that third one that he picked up to start the second half, that you know, if you had to pick one point out in the game where there really was a turn, I think that may have been it.
So where do we head now? We're looking at a tomorrow night, learning our fate for next week.
Yeah, I mean, the whole goal of every season is to get an NCAA tournament bid. You know, we didn't do enough in the regular season, as great as a regular season we have, and I think we really played well. We got better, and I want to think we overachieved. I mean, to finish second in the Atlantic 10, it's something we can really be very proud of. But you know, we didn't have quite the resume that others have to be on that bubble. I would imagine that we're in the NIT. I'd be shocked if we weren't. I know there's a lot of disappointment in the locker room, and you know, if this was a buzzer-beating loss, I feel like the heartbreak would be a little bit different. Sadly, the last 4 or 5 minutes, I think our players saw the direction it was heading, so they were able to kind of wrap their head around it so the heartbreak isn't quite what it may be after some losses. But that was what we tried to relay to them in the little huddle we had on the bench in the last closing minute, and then when we got back in the locker room. We've got another opportunity to be together, to improve, to have memories, and that's what we got to look for.
Well, Matt, thank you for stopping by. Obviously disappointing loss today, but bright future ahead for this Wildcats team.
Thanks, guys.
Associate head coach Matt McKillop stopping by here courtside, a 67-44 win for St. Louis.